That was Shrug by Lunar Vacation. Welcome to Diary of Disco. This is Angela. I usually host the show with my co-host Brayden, but he's back in SF living the time of his life. So today it's just me and probably for the rest of the summer. Today I've also got no theme. I feel like for the summer I've just been playing the things I've been listening to recently and other things I'm feeling. But yeah, that was Shrug by Lunar Vacation. The next is I Walk a Little Faster by Fiona Apple. I love Miss Apple, and I hope you do too.
Each time I turn a corner, I walk a little faster. Pretending life is sweet, 'cause love's around the corner, I walk a little faster. Begin to see my future shine as yet. No sign as yet. You're mine as yet. Rush into a face I can't define as yet. Keep bumping into walls, taking lots of falls. And even though I meet round each and every corner with nothing but disaster, I set my chin a little higher, I hope a little longer, build little stronger, castle in the air, and thinking you'll be there. I walk a little faster,
All right, that was Lift by Radiohead. And before that was I Walk a Little Faster by Fiona Apple. The Fiona Apple song I actually just found, which is crazy because it's probably one of her more well-known works, if you will. But I really liked it, so that's why I'm playing it. I don't have anything much to say about that song. I feel like I have to let it marinate a little. But the other song, Lift by Radiohead, there's a lot to say for that. First of all, this song is kind of a tribute to my home friend Ashley's, my Tufts friend Ashley's home friend, Varun, because he's actually the one who showed it to me. And now me and my whole housemates are all listening to it because he visited and he exerted a great influence on our house. But also, I feel like every time I listen to Radiohead, I think of my piano teacher from like back in elementary and middle school, because he'd always make me play like, I don't know, he wasn't like the stereotypical piano teacher where you had to do like, you know, what's it called, scales and everything. He wasn't very strict, which my mom definitely had reservations about, but I appreciate it. But the point is, he'd always make me play like jazz and like these like alternative rock songs, and at the time I was like really annoyed. I was like, these songs are not like what my friends are playing, these songs are kind of boring. Little did I know, you know, I was a kid. My taste has definitely matured since then. But he showed me Karma Police at the ripe age of like 12 or something. And I'm honestly very grateful, because I revisited this song like a year ago and I was like, wow, it's actually really great, even though back then I was not a fan. Anyways, I feel like this is a good segue into the next song, because the next song is Sandalwood One by Johnny Greenwood, and he's actually one of the people in Radiohead. So yeah, here you go. Thank you. So that was Sandalwood One by Johnny Greenwood. I think it's like the most beautiful song ever. It's from the album Phantom Thread. I think it's like a motion picture soundtrack. And actually, like, I only listened to the album the whole way through, like yesterday or 2 days ago, because me and my housemates had a little, I don't know, classical music moment. We were just sitting in our living room, and then we just queued up all of our favorite classical songs, and it was really nice. I feel like it was one of the moments where you're kind of in the moment and you're like, wow, like, I'm really at home. Like, you know, I kind of found home, which is hard for, I feel like, a lot of college students to say, just because our lives are very much in transit all the time. So I'm very grateful for that. Also, this is like a shout out to my housemates, Ashley, Katrina, Nacy, Annika, and Brayden, even though Brayden's not here. Very grateful that I'm living with you guys. Yeah, that's it. But anyways, I was like, I think the first time I found out that Johnny Greenwood was like the person who was in Radiohead, I was like, I was shocked. She was too stunned to speak, because I feel like this album, or his like standalone music, is such a stark contrast to, like, you know, Radiohead and everything else. It's very like raw guitar and all of that. But it was really cool to see this other side of him. The next song we have is Robot Riot by Stereolab. Before that, I want to say that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, that was Keenan Boys by the Radio Department, and before that was Robot Riot by Stereolab. And I just found this out, but apparently, Stereolab, I've noticed, has been releasing like new music on Spotify, and I was like, I didn't know they were still playing, but apparently, this is what I just found out. They reunited in 2019, and now they're like releasing like the stuff they had in their archives, and I think that's really cool. I really like this song. I think this song was made in the 90s. I don't know, don't quote me on that, but yeah, now they're releasing everything, which is cool. Yeah, and then the other one was Keenan Boys by the Radio Department, and they're also an artist I found recently. I don't really know much about them, but I highly recommend them. I like their sound, and I believe they're also from the 90s. I think if I'm not wrong, they're like very shoegaze. I feel like I've been listening to quite some shoegaze recently, but I feel like I've barely skimmed the surface, because I was talking to someone the other day and they were recommending me all these different artists that they liked in this genre. But granted, they're very like knowledgeable in music and everything. They said that Elliot Smith and Japanese Breakfast was mainstream, so you know, take it with a grain of salt. But if you're listening, whoever I was talking to, it was a great conversation we had. The next song, speaking of shoegaze, is also within this genre. It's called A Thousand Stars Burst Open by The Pale Saints. So please enjoy.
Thank you. time isn't agreeing, and my habits pick back up from me just loving me.
That was Baby Pills by Dizzy Fay, and before that was A Thousand Stars Burst Open by Pale Saints. I feel like I wanted to edit something I said earlier. I was talking a lot about shoegaze, and you know, I don't know, I was just talking a lot about shoegaze. Then I was like really thinking, I was like, genre isn't real, it's very limiting. And I also don't know, like, which... like, what these songs actually... I feel like... what I'm saying is, like, I feel like you can't really get a picture of, like, a song or an artist if someone says, like, oh, they're, you know, this genre or that genre. So, apologies for focusing so much on, like, genre. But anyways, the next song is Schizophrenia by Sonic Youth. Sonic Youth is... a band my friend Annika showed me. Wow, Annika is one of my housemates, if you remember. Wow, this is like a double shout out for my house. But I guess they deserve it because, you know, while I'm here doing this radio show, they're at home cooking chicken. They're doing the most. They've gone through a lot today. I mean, our microwave shattered, and, you know, there's been a lot of things going on with the chicken because they put it in the rice cooker. But anyways, I'm just saying that they deserve the world, and I'm very grateful for them. And I'm excited to eat the chicken if it turns out. but anyways, next is Schizophrenia by Sonic Youth. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
that was Schizophrenia by Sonic Youth. Before I forget, you know, as the night is ending, or at least for my show, I'm going to do a little PSA, so it's PSA time. This one's about alternative scouting. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that's looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-ed inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. And that was a PSA from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WFO. Honestly, I feel like as a kid, I would have killed for this kind of opportunity. Like my parents never put me in like Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or anything. But I would always see like all the kids after school, you know, with their backpacks, like being walked over to like the, you know, the Girl Scouts area. And then they'd be doing like crafts and all this cool stuff. And I was so jealous of them because I would just be in like aftercare and we'd be playing dodgeball. And obviously I was much more of a fan of, you know, one thing than the other. But now I feel like I hear a lot of sketchy things about the Boy and Girl Scouts of America. So maybe it was for the better that my parents didn't enroll me. But nevertheless, I think the idea is very cool. And I think this alternative scouting probably addresses all the problematic things that Boys and Girl Scouts of America did not address. So maybe go check it out. The next song is called I'll Be Around by Floor Cry. It's a very like sweet and simple song about like being in love, very cliche, but you know, I think it's very sweet. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
you're scared of a world where you're needed, so you never made nice with the locals. But you tied me up slow with your vine stuff. It takes a few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours then. I know you're scared. Well, I'm scared too. Ah, oh, but every time I try to make lunch for anyone else in my head, I end up dreaming.
So that was The Place Where He Inserted the Blade by Black Country New Road, and before it was I'll Be Around by Floor Cry. And I feel like this previous song was a very stark contrast to the one before that, because it went from a song about unconditional love and all of that stuff to this one, and apparently this one's about like the ending of a relationship. And I feel like there are these really astute comparisons between like cooking and intimacy, like in these lyrics. Although cooking, I feel like, is arguably like also a form of intimacy, because I feel like when you're cooking with someone, eating with them, you know, these are all very vulnerable activities, and you really get to know someone by the way they like prepare and eat their food and what kinds of foods they like. So I feel like this song is very clever in many ways, both sonically and, you know, lyrically. But on a lighter note, I also found it really interesting that the band got their name Black Country New Road from a random word generator, according to their Spotify bio, which is funny to think about, because it's like such a central part of your brand and your like identity as a band, and you just got it so arbitrarily. But also it makes a lot of sense, because I feel like there are so many bands out there that have these like really strange, quirky band names. So I guess it checks out. Anyways, I see that, you know, it's almost 10, so I'm gonna play one last song on Diarrhea Disco every Mondays, 9 p.m. for the summer. And this one's called All the Bros Say, and I don't know how to pronounce the artist. It's Abadabad. I probably butchered it, but my friend Ashley showed this to me because she was watching a video, you know, the What Are You Listening To videos by Berkeley, which apparently is the OG, the original creator of that format of video. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with me today, and I hope you enjoy this last song.